correct your status. We have all been infiltrated and captured. April 18, 2022. The new Duke question. Are you? Likely not. By Cliff High. Mel K thinks she is a Jew. Brett Weinstein thinks he has Jewish heritage. Ditto for his brother Eric. There are 8 academic scientists or teachers I follow as my trendline people, that I use to track the penetration of ideas or trends into their area of influence. I follow Brett Weinstein and Heather Haying, for academic professor trend markers. Brett's brother Eric is my science/finance trend marker. Both Brett and Eric are in my Jewish guys set as well. I follow 34 people as representative of the political construct that we call Jews. This lets me know when trends have reached into their realm of influence. There is reason to suspect that a real schism is going to erupt within the Jewish community at all levels, as well as within the individual people within the community. Mel K is a video personality who is now showing signs that she is running into the internal, personal schism forecast by the data some 16 years ago. Mel K is a knowledgeable, engaging personality, who is deeply concerned with current events, history, and our general social progress. She expresses a bent towards religion. Disclosure, I once contacted Mel K to advise her of connections between Charlie Ward and the KWR, Cult of the White Rabbit, which I thought to be polluting her video image, and which I assumed she was unaware. She was pissed that I had attempted to make contact, denied that Charlie was a KWR participant, and came unglued with Karen-like behavior directed my way. Mel K is hitting her personal encounter with the Jew question. This is a new thing. This Jew question is what those people who think, and have been told all their lives, that they are Jewish, will need to wrestle. The new Jew question that is facing Mel K, and all the other who think themselves Jews, at this moment arises from the common condition facing all humans in the Western republics, and to a lesser extent, the entirety of humanity. This common condition that gives rise to the new Jew question occurs because we have been lied to by a coordinated criminal organization, for several hundreds of years that has obscured so much that even our basic identities are unknown to us. Those people organizing all the lies are claiming to be Jews. Are they? Nope, not in my opinion. These are Khazarians who have no connection via DNA or inheritance or lineage with any people descended from Judah through Shem. So they are not racial Jews. They may practice a form of Judaism, but if we follow the history from the Khazarian Empire, we see that from the year 740, we get the Khazarian Mafia beginning the big lie that they are Jews, not merely Jewish or Judaism adherents. They start playing at the religion of Judaism, all the while working to bury their real religion deep into the obscuring words of the Talmud. At the time of the mass conversion of the Khazarian Empire, the true Jews from Judea became an instant minority in their own faith and race. The best thinking now is that racial Jew people, by the year 814, had been reduced to less than 30% of the total world Jew population by the birth rate of the Khazarian component. Today, the ratio appears to be less than 3% of the claimed Jews in humanity are actually carrying any Semitic DNA. Maybe. There are those geneticists who conclude that no Jewish DNA exists in humanity any longer. This is the core of the new Jew question that Mel K, and others will be wrestling over these next few years as the horrific crimes of the Khazarians are revealed. Mel K, and other Jews, will have to face a harsh reality. That those also claiming to be Jews are behind the horrific state of humanity at this point. That those claiming to be Jews directing the evil that is besetting humanity now, are a continuation of the same process that has led to Jews being expelled from over 100 countries over these last few hundreds of years, all due to the same source of contention. Those people thinking they are Jews will have to contend with the issue of their personal identity, as a Judaism adherent, as a claimed Jew with probably no racial connection to any Semitic lineage, all the while living in a world where the secrets will be revealed in excruciating details of the crimes of the Khazarian Mafia, their cousins, being laid at their feet as well. This is going to be a real bitch of a problem for most of humanity. True Jews have no need for name-stealing. The Khazarian Mafia has been name-stealing from the very beginning. The Khazarian mafia practices name-stealing as though it was a primary virtue of their real religion, which we can call Satanism without being too wrong about it. The name-stealing of the Khazarian mafia goes so deep that they practice word deception in all the official documents you have ever signed in your entire life. Research it. Check your status. Legally, you are owned by the United States of America Incorporated, a corporation, resident here on the American continent, but not you nation. Correct your status. We have all been infiltrated and captured. We are all wrestling with our identities now. The Khazarian mafia introduced the subject of identity into the body of the populace with their CRT and woke religion, so we are all here, now, questioning our identities as the Khazarians desired, but now there is a shift arising as many of us are pushing back by pushing the concept even deeper to ask real questions for real answers that lead to real changes. Correct your status. No one will be wrestling harder than people thinking that they are Jews originating from the Middle East. That will be a big shock, that they are not Jew by race. Perhaps worse will be reconciling their lives to the idea that they are Khazarian by descent, and cousins to the incredibly evil Khazarian mafia. Their cousins are child rapists, murderers, traffickers, produce adrenochrome, and drink human blood from freshly killed babies in rituals. Their cousins want to destroy 13 out of every 14 people alive today, which includes all the people who believe themselves to be Jews. These name-stealers are incredibly evil. According to the Codex Oerlinda, we have been fighting the Khazarians since before 300 AD. According to some scholars, the Khazarians were responsible for the collapse of the Bronze Age civilization in 1177 BC. So we have been fighting this fight for all of modern history. Personally, I stop dealing with people when I discover they are name-stealers. They may be regular Jews who don't know any of their connections to the Khazarians who started all the name-stealing, and they may think that it is a natural protective coloration that is worn by Jews to protect themselves from the hatred of the Gentiles, but they never examine why the name-stealing is so abhorrent to the Gentile population. Name-stealing is word deception. This is basically, other than violence and rage, the key weapon used by the Khazarian against you. The name-stealing is being revealed along with the secrets of these past centuries. This will take us decades, if not centuries, to unravel all the lies and deceptions and to place proper names on things, people and events. To all those who think themselves to be Jews, note this: if you practice the Sheol Nidrei, you are affirming that you are actively a name-stealer. You are on the wrong side of this unfolding history. Be advised. The Sheol Nidrei is the formalization of name-stealing. All vows, all obligations, oaths, and anathemas, whether called konam, konas, or by any other name, which we may vow, or swear, or pledge, or whereby we may be bound, from this day of atonement until the next, whose happy coming we await, we do repent. May they be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, and void, and made of no effect. They shall not bind us nor have power over us. The vows shall not be reckoned vows, the obligations shall not be obligatory, nor the oaths be oaths. Melke thinks she is a Jew. She is just now grappling with the idea of the Satanism that has succeeded in taking over much of humanity, and that she is enveloped within the community that is creating this evil. She is near to the takedown part of the grapple. She is near to getting her first good grip on this. It is scary for her. This will likely be her most serious life crisis. Surviving such contention hardens the will and sharpens the mind as may not be achieved in any other manner. Such survivors are people that leave ripples in humanity long after their passage. There are a lot of people rowing the same boat as Mel K, who will be thrashing about over these next years trying to figure out, now that some of the secrets and history have been revealed, what does it mean to be a Jew, now? And, am I a Jew? Being human is not for wimps.